This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The national debate over college tuition and affirmative action has come to the ballot at Harvard, where the university is in the midst of electing new members to its board of overseers. Now, the overseers' election would usually be a rather pro forma affair, but this year, things got contentious because of a man named Ron Unz. He's a wealthy Silicon Valley businessman, Harvard grad, conservative with a libertarian streak, and also the source of a great deal of funding behind a number of recent pushes to end college affirmative action. Unz is currently supporting such a lawsuit against Harvard, but he's also running for a spot on the board of overseers with what he calls his Free Harvard, Fair Harvard campaign. Ron Unz wants to make Harvard tuition free. Here's a bit of what he told us back in February.
Broadening the applicant pool by making Harvard free, plus encouraging greater transparency in the admissions process, would have a tremendously positive impact on Harvard and encourage other universities to follow the same pattern.
But remember what I said about Unz's opposition to affirmative action? Well, that's the reason another group of Harvard alumni has formed in opposition to Ron Unz's campaign. They are calling themselves the Coalition for a Diverse Harvard, and they argue that if elected to the Board of Overseers, the candidates on the Free Harvard, Fair Harvard slate might actually work to decrease diversity at Harvard University. Well, joining us now is Jeannie Park. She's co-founder of the Coalition for a Diverse Harvard. She's also a Harvard alumna. She joins us from New York. Jeannie, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
So first of all, I wonder if you might explain, from your own perspective, what prompted you and your fellow alumni to form this new coalition?
Well, when we first heard about the Free Harvard, Fair Harvard slate, those of us who follow affirmative action issues, follow college admissions issues, and frankly have followed Ron Unz, knew immediately that there was more behind the slogan than was immediately apparent. And Free Harvard, Fair Harvard, I think, is just that. It's a slogan. It's catchy. But as in any type of election, you really need to look behind the slogan, behind the platform, for the record of the candidates who are running. And the candidates on this slate have a very strong history of advocating against affirmative action, against the consideration of race in college admissions. And this would be antithetical to the kinds of diversity that Harvard seeks to create and build and support in its student body, and against the kind of experience it attempts to create for those students, and the kinds of leaders, for the country and for the world that it is trying to educate and prepare.
Okay. Well, let me ask you specifically about the affirmative action piece of this, because as we mentioned, Ron Unz is currently supporting a lawsuit against Harvard University regarding affirmative action. This lawsuit is being brought on behalf of Asian American students specifically. And we talked to Ron Unz back in February, but again, we checked in with him just yesterday about his stance on affirmative action and how that seems to not square with Harvard's official position on affirmative action. And here's what he told us, that his personal opposition exists, but it's not part of his group's overall platform.
I'm against affirmative action, but everyone else on our slate says that they support affirmative action. And, you know, they support it to different degrees. They might argue about what affirmative action is, whether it's gone too far. So since we have mixed feelings on that issue, it's certainly not part of our platform.
Jeannie, I'm wondering how you respond to that.
Again, I understand that it's not part of the official platform, but the platform is not going to bind any of them to any particular, actions or ideas once, if any of them actually got onto the Board of Overseers. I mean, it's pretty unusual for any overseer candidate to be running under a platform in any case. You know, any overseer is free to advocate for whatever policies he or she would like. So this idea that it's not on the platform, to me, doesn't really hold water.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your personal take on the fact that Unz is supporting this current lawsuit against Harvard on behalf of Asian Americans.
This has been a long-tried strategy for opponents of affirmative action, which is to use Asian Americans as what is often called a wedge to drive into into affirmative action. And the truth is that the majority of Asian Americans actually support affirmative action and support it in the context of higher education admissions. So it involves, I think, exploiting to a certain extent as a, this idea that it's that Harvard is the be-all and end-all in terms of a college education. And, you know, at Harvard, the way that affirmative action comes into play is by taking race as a factor that can be considered in the admissions process, as just one factor among many, many, many factors in order to build a diverse class. And I understand the ideal of living, you know, by some sort of meritocratic criteria, strictly meritocratic criteria, and, you know, and having an ideal society where we are all race blind and where race doesn't matter. But obviously, we are not in a race-blind society. There are quite a number of issues involving race that are very heated on campuses mm-hmm. across the country at this time. You need a leadership that is sensitive to those issues, that has experience in dealing with them, or certainly an open mind in dealing with them. And you need a student body that is sufficiently diverse so that they can also, you know, confront those issues. So, again, we are not saying that, you know, the words race preferences, race-based, admissions at Harvard right. are not race-based.
If I can just jump in here, because you've mentioned admissions here, and that's sort of a major part of Ron Unz's and his slate of candidates' actual platform. I mean, they're called Free Harvard, Fair Harvard, right? And the one part of what he has... called for at Harvard, which I think may find a lot of sympathy amongst people, is that he says, you know, Harvard with its 38 plus or 36 plus billion dollar endowment should be a university in which no one has to pay to attend. I mean, is there a problem with that idea?
Again, free, who's against free? But the why should Harvard subsidize tuition for those who can well and easily afford to pay for it? Harvard is already free for the lowest income students at Harvard. Students whose families make under $65,000 literally pay nothing to attend Harvard, not for tuition and not for room and board either. Not only that, there is a brand new grant that has just been announced for each new freshmen in that bracket. And by the way, that is 20% of the undergraduate student body falls in that income bracket. And those students receive a $2,000 grant. That is just a grant to help them with things like, outfitting their dorm room or supplies or whatever else it is that you might need that, you know, also are an essential part of feeling that you are, you know, fully part of the Harvard community. Yeah. Harvard has gone out of its way to make Harvard education affordable to all. And why, you know, for families who can afford to pay the tuition, I think it would be a much better idea for the overseers or the university to look at what is being done with those funds. Are there ways to support students who come from disadvantaged backgrounds for whom Harvard is a complete change in universe for them? How are we supporting those students so they succeed to the highest possible
right.
degree?
Well, Jeannie Park, before we run out of time here, I do want to ask you one final question, and that is, obviously, this is a major issue for the Harvard University community, but I'm thinking, you know, more broadly, anyone outside of Harvard, why would they care? And part of, I already know why they would care. One, it's Harvard University, right? It's a world leader in higher ed. So what Harvard does, anything that Harvard does is going to get a lot of scrutiny and a lot of attention. We're also talking about, you know, very contentious and important issues in higher ed, affirmative action, college tuition, the direction in which this, you know, globally important university is going to go. But I'm looking at, Harvard's own website here, and they say, what is the role of the overseers? And the overseers is one of two boards at Harvard, the other being Harvard Corporation. It says the Board of Overseers exerts broad influence over the university's strategic direction, provides essential counsel to the university leadership on priorities and plans, et cetera. But I wonder, in order for Harvard University's Board of Overseers to achieve that mission to the best of its ability, shouldn't diversity itself be represented on the board? I mean, why not have a group of some of the overseers have a perspective or a point of view which may challenge the approach or thinking of the other overseers?
I think it's important for the overseers and the faculty, the administration, to have diverse points of view, certainly, and to represent all different kinds of ideologies and approaches. I think it's important, though, to feel that the leadership of the university completely embraces the values of the university and the mission of the university. And based on, again, the candidates' history and advocacy, that is what we would question.
Well,
that they are coming in with an agenda that is not aligned with the university's values and mission.
Well, Jeannie Park is a co-founder of the Coalition for a Diverse Harvard. She's a New York-based journalist and Harvard alumna and was the founding president of the Asian American Journalists Association's New York chapter. Jeannie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, you can listen back to our full interview with Ron Unz. We talked to him back in February. That's all at our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. There's more coming up in just a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.